Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Do we need a Louvre update?
When do I not need a Louvre update?
So we still don't know where the jewels are.
Okay.
Two men remain in custody. They have now admitted they probably took part in the robbery.
I read one headline that said they sort of admitted they knew something about
it. They're never finding those jewels.
But they are not talking. Mm-hmm. They are not telling them where the other two people are. They are not telling them where the jewels are.
They're saying they partially admitted involvement. What does that mean?
I might have been there, maybe.
May have gone up the ladder, may have not.
I don't know.
They mentioned driving a ladder lorry.
Let's see what else we got in here. Men were in their 30s, were known to police for committing thefts. The two men hailed from Saint-Denis, a region just outside of Paris. One was arrested as he was trying to board a plane for Algeria.
I was going
to
say, I thought one was an Algerian national.
That's what it looks like. But they do not know where the other two are, and they do not know where the jewels are.
Uh-huh.
I've seen enough crime heist movies to know that those jewels were handed off that evening.
Did you guys see there was another heist where thieves dressed up as construction workers? This is actually scary. They had just the yellow reflective vest, Scott. They had
New York City.
Yeah, they had hard hats. They pulled off a $3.2 million New York City jewelry and safe heist. They went into the house of someone who owns a jewelry store. Like, he's a famed jeweler in New York. They went into his house. They somehow incredible hulked this huge safe out. And it had $3.2 million in, quote, mostly his daughter's jewelry in the safe. And did you read this is the third time this guy's been robbed?
Yeah, he was robbed in December of last year.
Is it maybe time to find a new business?
Three men with sledgehammers snatched $800,000 worth of merchandise after breaking the glass windows of his jewelry store in Jackson Heights.
Or at least a new place to keep your jewels.
Yeah, how about we don't keep them at home?
Jeez. Let's maybe you could afford a separate location.
Game 5 of the World Series tonight, 7 o'clock.
What a game last night!
Very excited. Very excited.
Who took it last night?
The Blue Jays.
Blue Jays were on fire. Their bats were on fire!
Shohei Ohtani did not have the game he had the night before.
Well, you can't get on base 9 times and 9 tries every night, Scott.
Are they tied?
Yeah.
2-2.
Okay.
2-2. And then tonight it's in LA, and then it would bounce back to
Toronto.
Toronto tomorrow.
Am I the only one?
No, Friday.
Friday, sorry.
Is completely uninterested in this.
Oh,
World Series.
Sam, I can't get enough of it.
And
I don't even know why. I can't stop watching it.
Now, if it were the Brewers, I'd be there.
You got to root for Toronto, and I love that Freddie Freeman. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be happy for whoever wins. I hope it's Toronto.
Which
Freddie Freeman plays for L.A.
I know he does. He's just darling.
By the way, we have talked about front row Amy so much on this program that now it is a consistent ad on any of my social media platforms. Buy this bobblehead now, and there's a bobblehead of front row Amy.
Front row Amy.
And the bobblehead portion is just as big as something else on it.
I didn't see her there last night.
Well, because she's a Brewers fan.
She's a Brewers fan.
Wow. She doesn't go to all of them anyway?
The Brewers are not in it.
I thought she went to all of the postseason games regardless.
No, she only
just
goes to Brewers.
Oh, all right.
She's not like Marlins man.
Marlins man was there last night, or some guy in an orange jersey was there last night.
I saw that guy, and I don't think that was Marlins man.
Marlins man started not even as a Marlins baseball thing. It started because I believe it was an NBA game that he went to, and it was a whiteout game, and he was wearing a Marlins jersey, and every single person in the arena had a white shirt on their seat for the whiteout game, except for him. And that's how he became the Marlins man, because you have a sea of white and then one guy in a bright orange Marlins jersey.
Huh. Did you see Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were there last night? Made me smile. Although they were booed. That made me sad.
Why were they booed?
I don't know. They were wearing LA gear. Don't boo them. There were a lot of notable people. Jason Bateman was there. Oh, my gosh.
Well, how dare they clog my baseball with celebrities?
They showed all of the stars that were in the stands last night. There was 100 of them.
Marlins man's real name is Lawrence Levy.
Yeah.
He says he spends over $1 million a year on sports tickets. He's a lawyer from Miami.
Good for him.
He makes enough money to spend $1 million a year?
He says himself, and it could just be a braggadocious thing, but, you know, based on how many games he is at, I wouldn't be surprised. He says he spends $1 million a year just on tickets to get into sporting events.
Good for him. If that's your thing, you do you.
No, that's not his thing.
His thing is being on TV, I think.
That is exactly right. Yeah. His thing is getting attention.
Yeah.
If his thing was just going to sporting events, he wouldn't only accept or buy tickets right behind home plate.
You're right.
Marlins man is a narcissist.
He loves Marlins man. Front row Amy, same way.
He can afford it, though.
Yeah, who cares?
I know, but so. he's not going to these games because he's infatuated with baseball or basketball or whatever it is. Marlins man is infatuated with one thing and one thing only.
Marlins man.
And that's Marlins
yeah.
man.
He's self-promoting.
Did
yes.
you guys notice last night, if you were paying attention to the ads, the hilarious thing that AT&T has done?
I didn't pay attention.
Okay, so let me tell you why. You think it's the same ad and it's not. For weeks, we have been seeing Billy Bob Thornton out in the middle of nowhere with hay bales, and it's him and his dog mm-hmm. talking about T-Mobile.
Got a little bit of a twang,
he got
like
a little
Duke's
bit
mayonnaise.
Of a twang. He's got his sleeves rolled up, and I love me some Billy Bob Thornton.
It's almost like he's running for Congress.
He is out in the middle of nowhere on this old dirt road with his dog, and there's some hay bales, and he's talking about T-Mobile. AT&T has cut the exact same ad with one of the Wilson brothers who's out there with his dog in the middle of nowhere. And we watched it last night, and I go, wait a minute. Did AT&T just rip off T-Mobile's ad? And they did in the funniest way. Scott, it's almost shot exactly the same. Just swap out Billy Bob with which Wilson brother is that? Luke Wilson, I think. It's the same yellow dog. It's the same middle of nowhere.
Okay.
It's kind of funny.
A cool tidbit about the Marlins man, and thank you, text line. In 2015, when he was in Kansas City watching baseball.
He wasn't watching baseball. He was watching himself.
Okay. There were two firefighters who died in the line of duty in the month of October. And he took it upon himself to donate $5,000 to each of the families.
He did.
All right, that's
he did.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
I think he's a pretty good guy, Scott. I really do. Now, does he like seeing himself on TV? Yes.
Yes.
He does.
And that bothers me, says the guy who likes to hear himself on the radio.
I can't believe no one else noticed that AT&T ripped off the ad from T-Mobile. And then when you're not watching that, it's all Sky Rizzy. I don't know what Sky Rizzy is helping you with.
Risen Kism Abrizzo.
I think it's plaque psoriasis. Do you have something plaque psoriasis? You need Sky Rizzy.
For whatever reason, they're walking down the middle of the street smiling.
Have you ever? Well, of course. And then you're working on the car with your son.
You just throw the tools.
And here, son, you're in charge now. Yeah. I'm going to go walk down the street with some strangers.
And we might break out into a dance.
I don't know.
At the farmer's market.
Have you ever noticed, though, that every major drug that is advertised on TV has one or more of the following letters in it? Would you care to guess any of them?
Ooh, a Z.
Yes.
Sky Rizzy.
Y.
Mm-hmm.
A Y.
And X.
Why?
An X.
Why is that?
A Q. And
K's.
A V. And a V.
Mm.
The five least used letters in the American alphabet. The Q, the V, the Y, the X, and the Z. Almost every major drug that you see a commercial for, Rinvoq.
It's because they wanted to stand out, but now they're all doing it so you don't stand out for the exact reason you wanted to stand out.
By the way, yes, Skyrizi is for plaque psoriasis.
I knew it! I don't even know what plaque psoriasis is!
And Crohn's disease.
Yeah, autoimmune condition.
They need to start banning the use of these ads on television. I'm sorry. Can you imagine going in and saying to your doctor, I'd like to ask you about Skyrizi.
At this point, though, if they
for
were
my
to,
moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
If they you want to collapse the economy?
If they were to ban pharma ads, it would collapse all over the air. Entertainment, news, anything.
Something would backfill it.
You remember when all the car commercials stopped playing during the local news? On TV?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's because everyone got plaque psoriasis and needed Skyrizi,
No, Dan. But I'm being serious here. The fact that they can afford this many commercials that we all know the name Skyrizi, what does that tell you about the price of pharmaceuticals in America that they can launch these massive ad campaigns?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you spend any time like I do watching way too much cable news, all right, whether it's Fox, MSNBC, CNN, there are literally only three different kinds of commercials.
Reverse mortgages.
Yeah, reverse mortgage.
No, reverse mortgages have been beaten out.
Oh.
Pharmaceuticals, okay? Insurance companies.
Yeah, and lawyers.
And lawyers, that's right.
Is there insurance against getting smacked in the face with a duck while you're on a roller coaster, Dan? We might have to talk about that when we come back.
And her complaint was that it was too close to water. Lady, you're at SeaWorld.
I'm sorry. There are some accidents for which you just laugh.
Not pavement world.
In what world does that happen?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Why is this story so funny? Dan, it's our understanding that this woman wants $50,000 from SeaWorld after her roller coaster ride took a foul turn.
Yeah, it was back in March. This woman was at SeaWorld, as we know, as an aquatic amusement park.
She should have ducked.
I think it happened too fast. And so she was on a roller coaster.
Right.
And as they say, a duck flew right into her face. But some would argue that she smacked the duck with her face.
Right. I think she assaulted the duck.
The duck was just flying, as ducks do. And she comes along and hits the duck with her face, gets knocked out.
Oh, my God.
Either way, feathers were ruffled.
All right.
And so now she has sued $50,000.
Yeah.
Lawsuit.
She was knocked unconscious.
SeaWorld. She was knocked unconscious. And part of her argument is that the coaster itself is a danger to waterfowl.
I believe the term was zone of danger, Dan.
Yeah.
She calls zone of danger.
The coaster a zone of danger that placed her in harm's way.
And again, I remind you that danger is due to the proximity of water because you're at SeaWorld.
Right.
And it's Central Florida, and there's a lot of water.
SeaWorld created a zone of danger for bird strikes, quote, due to placing the roller coaster over or near a body of water, which creates a higher risk of bird strikes involving ducks, gulls, geese, and other waterfowl.
It's a bird strike, just like with an airplane
right.
that strikes the birds. She was coming down on the roller coaster and bam, right into the duck.
The best part about the reporting of this is that the ABC anchor all day long with a straight face has been saying, there is no word on the condition of the duck.
That's right. It says in this report, Sam, the duck's condition is unknown.
It's dead.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's dead. This roller coaster goes 80 miles an hour. It's 200 feet up in the air.
It would be a bigger news story if a duck was killed over
of
at
all
Disney
the
World.
Things that could smack you in the face. Can you imagine?
Was it a mallard?
We don't know. It all happened so fast, Dan.
Duck! Too late.
did they cover her medical bills?
Can you imagine explaining that to your insurance company?
Gives new meaning to the term duck face.
Yes.
So see, what had happened was...
She has duck lips. How do you know? Snarge.
Ouch.
I mean, when you get served this lawsuit, how do you not just quack up?
All right.
Out. Get out.
All right.
Now, all kidding aside, do you know Fabio? Oh, yes. Listen to this. 25 years ago, Fabio says he got struck by a goose in the face while riding a roller coaster. And he says it was not funny. It was no joke. It hit him at 80 miles an hour. And, ooh, quote, because of that day, I began living life to its fullest.
Well, that's geese? What made you live life to the fullest?
Well, a duck strikes you in the face at 80 miles an hour, Scott. You start realigning your priorities.
Geese are really heavy.
It was, he said, I could have died. I could have lost my vision. It was in, where was it? Which, by the way, he posed for 1,300 of those romance novel photographs.
The Harlequin?
His was a 12-pound migrating Canada goose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
In all seriousness.
It was at Busch Gardens in Virginia.
Do you think that the lawyers were flocking to take this case?
So good. So ducks typically weigh, a grown duck can weigh anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 pounds.
Okay, he has a bloody nose. Get over it, Fabio, moron.
I'm not sure that's his blood. In this case, the goose died.
Ripped right through it with his face.
It did.
80 miles an hour?
Square jaw.
I was just about to say, have you seen that jawline? Like a knife.
Like a knife. Okay. This is getting out of hand.
He says during that time, every single law firm in America, 3 or 4 of the really big ones came up to me and said, Fabio, that's going to be the first easy $4 or $5 million you've ever made in your life. And I said, no, it's principle. I did my job. I'm not going to sue them. I took a job. I signed the contract to be there.
What is Fabio doing these days?
You know, just hanging out, looking fabulous.
He is 66 years old. He does not look like Fabio back in the day.
Well, he's 66.
This picture is 11 years old.
I think he's aged very well. You know, his nose is a little crooked because of the Canada Goose.
Well, yeah, he got hit by a Canada Goose. He was born in Milan, Italy.
Beauty standards are interesting, aren't they?
As yeah, of course.
Changed through the years.
If you have not seen the Sandra Bullock movie with, oh my God, there's the lead character, Channing Tatum, plays Fabio. Basically, Channing Tatum's character is Fabio. Ladies, it is one of the funniest movies I have ever seen. Like, I was choking laughing at him. They don't call him Fabio, but he basically plays the cover model of romance novels. He is a Fabio in the movie. It's called, like, The Lost Something. I don't even know. I didn't want to watch it. Girlfriends dragged me to go see it, and I laughed out.
Is it a comedy?
Oh, my God, it is a comedy. Brad Pitt has a hilarious cameo.
Fabio owns 325 motorbikes.
Oh. Never thought we'd be talking about Fabio.
Became an American citizen in 2016.
For him.
Typically happens when you talk about a duck strike.
You guys, the movie is The Lost City. Run, do not walk. You will die. It is your exact kind, Scott.
Oh, slapstick?
Of inappropriate slapstick
please.
Humor.
Then yes, please.
Beyond inappropriate.
His last film was Sharknado 5.
Oh, yeah.
Global Swarming.
Multiple award winner.
Global Swarming.
The text line is demanding to know. Did the lady at SeaWorld have Aflac?
Okay.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Ready-to-eat burritos shipped nationwide, including to schools, have been recalled due to possible listeria contamination, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. MCI Foods, based in Santa Fe Springs, insert your diarrhea joke anytime you want, guys, recalled more than 90,000 pounds of individually packaged and bulk-packed frozen breakfast burritos and wraps. The company says the products contain eggs that may have listeria and may make you poop in your pants.
What was the worst and the best school lunch you guys had?
Well, wait, make you poop in your pants worse than the burrito itself?
Yeah.
The best was Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe. You like Sloppy Joe Day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We had Sloppy Joe's at the house the other night. She makes a mean Sloppy Joe.
What about the square pizza?
Yeah, the cardboard pizza was not that good.
I brought my lunch all but like 2 days of high school, so I didn't really have that experience. But we used to have the Otis Spunkmeyer cookies.
Oh, those are good.
And I would bring my lunch and $2 so that I could get two cookies at the end of lunch every single day.
So, Sam, we are old enough that our lunch ladies, our cafeteria specialists, made cinnamon rolls in high school.
Right.
And
right.
You could smell those cinnamon rolls for miles. I don't know when they stopped doing that and shipped everything in frozen on a truck, but there weren't no listeria in those cinnamon rolls.
Remember the tater tots?
Oh, they were good. I liked Hamburger Day.
Yeah, hamburgers were fine. They were
kind of a mystery meat.
Probably the 80% fat.
Yeah, a lot of salt.
Yeah.
Did you guys have the little weenies with the macaroni and cheese?
I have one, but
the little they would really? Have a day, and it was very powdery yellow mac and cheese, and you would get two little weenies. Little what do you call them? The little sausages.
Little weenies.
Yeah.
Little weenie.
I love that day.
In grade
you
want
to talk about some MSG.
Corn dog day was good.
In grade school, we had bow tie pasta and barbecue chicken.
Wow.
What? Look at you, all fancy.
Did you go to private school?
I did, yeah.
Oh, bragger.
Fancy.
It was good.
Bow tie pasta? Simmer down.
Did you hear about the 13-year-old Texas girl being hailed a hero as she was walking to school? A masked creep tried to grab her. She was having none of it.
Is this the girl that bit him?
Heard footsteps approaching from behind. The guy grabbed her. The two struggled. She then bit him twice and fled to school where She got help. And it's caught on tape. This is not one of those, are we sure that really happened? They can see this creeper McCreep walking behind her on surveillance camera. She got away, bit him twice, and they are looking for him.
If you've been downtown at night recently, you've noticed the Western Auto sign is off.
I know, since the summer.
Has been off since the summer, for the last 3 months. Apparently, they're having problems with the lights. Duh. It is a privately owned loft, and the tenants pay for the maintenance. For whatever reason, they do not have the lights turned back on.
Yeah, they can't fix them.
Well, they were tired of getting grief for not having all of the lights working, and so they just turned them off. And I'm with the tenants on this one. If you want the sign on that building, you cover the more than $100,000 per bulb that it requires to replace them.
Is that true? $100,000 per bulb?
Because you have to hire somebody to go up there. And so if we're going to do it and do it right, do it like they did the Channel 5 tower. They need to update the lights.
Last year, after Monday Night Football, we had two letters out, if I remember correctly. And
it said,
I believe it was $225,000 to get those two replaced.
The city needs to take it over.
And the condo owners coughed up the money. But I would not do, I mean, you want to come to me again? Yeah, you want to come to me again a year later and you want 40 grand? No.
So, you know, the Channel 5 tower, they just relit, 2 weeks ago? And it has always been a beautiful part of our skyline, but then it was dark for 20 years because of the same thing. Mm-hmm. It looked like a bomb pop had been severed multiple times because it was old. They used actual strung lights, and then you would have to have somebody go up there every 3 months or 6 months and try to replace the smashed lights, and birds run into it and stuff. They did it the smart way this time. They put technology on it where you
LED
can
lights.
All the LED lights all day long that just always work. You can make it different colors for different events. You can make it flash. They need to do that with the Western Auto Center.
Have you ever been inside that condo?
I have not. No.
I briefly dated a gal who lived there.
That's so cool.
It was this one.
Yeah.
I briefly dated a gal who lived there. Shut up, Sam. And those condos are awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to live down there.
With the tower, they changed it from stringing each piece of metal with a bunch of lights to now they just illuminate the middle of it.
Yeah.
And they could switch from true neon to like the LED strips. But would it have the same effect?
Yeah, I think, you know, yes, from a distance on Monday Night Football when they're showing the skyline, yes. I think it's such an iconic part of our skyline.
Well, then the city needs to pay for it.
City needs to step in and pay for it.
This is from Channel 9. Drivers in Platte County continue to ignore flashing stop signs on school buses, putting the lives of children in danger. The Platte County School District says the number of illegal school bus pass violations has now climbed above 80. Since the school year began less than 3 months ago. Quoting here from Regina Tucker, who is a parent in Platte County, you take the trust in the school buses to get them to school on time, and then you get people that just don't pay attention to the stop sign, and it could hurt anybody. Blah, blah, blah.
And that's a bad idea, because in Platte County, Zon don't play.
Mm-mm, you go away.
I think we need to shame school bus driver arounders, because in the hierarchy of crime, you know, it became really uncouth years ago to get the DUI. Like, it's almost like, what's wrong with you? You got a DUI. Like, you can't Uber, right? It's more of like society has a handle on it now. Whereas, yes, it's against the law and it should be, but it's also so frowned upon you don't want to get caught doing it. Why can't we shame in the same way when it comes to going around a school
bus?
Because
you know the car, you don't know the driver.
Yeah, but like, I think there could be some technology where it snaps a photo. And then you say, all right, who are you that you think you are so much more important than the six-year-old trying to walk across the street? It really is a DB move to do it.
But how do you identify the driver?
You just splash their photos all over. You do it like John TV in the 80s.
What if I wasn't the one driving? What if I had loaned the car to my kid?
Well, they brought back the red light cameras because apparently they have good enough technology now that they can zoom in on your face.
I mean, I think, and can you imagine, let's say with 80 people in 1 month, maybe two of them were stay-at-home moms, let's say six of them just trying to get to work. I don't know what your excuse is, but out of those 80, you don't think there's one or two that are probably noteworthy people around town? You don't think just once or twice a month out of 80 people doing this, you wouldn't get someone like, I don't know, a county clerk or an attorney or someone in town in whatever city you're doing
a
it.
A county clerk is a notable person?
I'm just saying in whatever town, let's say they do it in Sugar Creek. You don't think every once in a while out of the 80 people going around the bus, you wouldn't nab a high-profile target, if you know what I mean, and then it would stop.
You're looking for an athlete, aren't you?
Not necessarily an athlete, but just somebody that you're like,
city council
wow,
member?
Really? Marge?
Well, I told you guys that one guy honked at me, and I made him sit there for 45 seconds until the bus was out of sight. And you guys shamed me for that.
I didn't shame you. I don't like you honking because I'm afraid you're going to get shot.
I think you are going to get shot.
Well, I didn't honk at him. He was behind me. He honked because I stopped at the bus stop sign.
You behaved passive-aggressively. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're asking to get shot sometimes.
He had to wait. All right. Don't honk, jerk. Trying to save some kid's life.
Okay.
All right, speaking of kids, how many does Kelsey Grammer have? And I'm not judging, but we need to talk about it. He's 70 years old.
Yeah. He announced the birth of his eighth child.
Okay. Beautiful, bouncy baby boy.
It is a boy named Christopher. Okay. Kelsey Grammer is 70. It is his fourth with his wife, Katie Walsh.
Okay. He is 70.
Mm-hmm. He also has four older children from previous relationships, including two with ex-wife Camille Grammer, an original cast member of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She's a Playboy model, if memory serves.
Katie Walsh is?
No, the former wife.
Oh, Camille?
Look, just because you can...
does not mean you should.
does
that is
not
correct.
Mean you should. And everyone is celebrating this, and that's fine, but I think we have to be careful who we celebrate, because we started talking about Nick Cannon having... you know, 20 kids with six women, and it's like, that's so irresponsible. Well, what are you doing? So you can't have it both ways and go, oh, look, Kelsey Grammer, isn't that sweet?
I'll say right now.
Having his eighth child at age 70.
I think it is irresponsible.
Well, your children are not going to know you, really.
Unless it's the depends undergarment, doesn't know his last name, you, when you're 88 years old and they're going to high school graduation. I think to have children at that age is irresponsible.
Yeah, he will be almost 90 years old when they are graduating from high school. Yeah. That is true.
Isn't it Robert De Niro that just had another kid, too?
Robert De Niro. Let me look.
I believe that's right. Yeah, I think so.
80 years old, yep.
He was quoted as saying, I didn't even think it was possible for me to father a child. So he was surprised when it happened. I'm like, what do you mean you didn't think it was possible?
Well, some people don't have a fundamental understanding of anatomy.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Well, how do you not know?
I don't know, Scott.
But not having that strong father and father figure around is one thing. They will be at least set up for the rest of their life, money-wise, I guess.
Oh, well, you know, money takes the place of a father 9 times out of 10,
Sam. How many kids out there don't have either?
You're right. You're right. I'm
really?
Just saying.
I mean, I'm just...
let me see when his most recent kid was born.
God, if you told me I was going to start over with child, really at any point after...
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, back to the basic understanding of anatomy. Dana, I'm sorry, you can't.
I know, but you would have to check me in, even in my 40s. You would have to check me into Miniger's, which I believe is now in Texas, inpatient for a long... I cannot.
But haven't you already gone through menopause?
Oh, yeah. I have the exact life that I want. But if you said to me, you've got to start over, I don't have the energy to do it. The 50s are the all about me time. Remember? Like, this is our time, Scott. I'm like in that video on TV.
These are
TV.
My silver years.
It's our time. Yeah, no, I'm not starting over. Oh, my gosh. I see a toddler from a distance. I'm like, oh, that's cute. Get away from me.
No, you're not. You're a child smeller.
Me. Well, yes, somebody else's. I don't want to smell my own.
913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Post-sex nachos. What song is this, Sam?
This is Talk About It.
They have a very distinct sound.
I like it.
I do, too.
It's that Southern California indie rock vibe.
When are they coming back on the show?
I can work on that. I don't know when they're coming back in town. I'll figure it out.
Okay. CBS Saturday Morning is the latest casualty in the sweeping cuts hitting CBS News today. The 28-year-old show, which aired nationwide on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, has been slated for cancellation by CBS News Editor-in-Chief Barry Weiss. Co-anchors Michelle Miller and Dana Jacobson and the show's executive producer, Brian Applegate, have been informed of the show's cancellation, and they are on their way out.
I know. I will say this. As a passionate supporter of local news and certainly national news, if you look at the numbers, statistically from all of the years prior, no one watches the news on Saturday mornings. They just don't. You know, they're spending a lot of money to put that program on for a very little return on that investment. You know, Saturday mornings are for sleeping in and cartoons. I just, statistically, I'm not saying you don't enjoy Saturday morning news. Maybe you wake up and turn it on and that's fine. But the numbers statistically are not there on a Saturday morning the way they are on CBS Sunday morning. Oh my God, it's huge.
So in a country of 330 million people.
Oh yeah.
In the key demo, 25-54, they were getting 346,000 people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 346 people. I mean, it's just not there.
Their total viewers were less than 2 million.
But yeah.
Can you extend that to all of the morning, let's sit around a couch and just talk about random stuff shows?
I don't think anyone watches The View either, if that's what you're talking
about. Yeah, I don't enjoy those anymore. Like, when I'm watching morning news on my favorite morning news channel, and it switches over to that other national channel,
yeah,
I immediately turn it off and go on with my morning.
Morning news is still the driver of revenue.
Well, I like more local morning news,
yeah,
but I'm talking like I'll just say it. Good morning, America. I'm like, okay, well, I'm done. That was fun.
Yeah.
See, I used to be a huge Good Morning America fan, and I hope my good friend Robin's not listening right now. I cannot have Michael Strahan, who is a former NFL defensive lineman who has zero training in journalism at all.
You don't like him on the mornings?
I don't like Michael Strahan at all.
Oh, I like him.
I cannot
have dislike him.
A former NFL player who has no journalistic training whatsoever read me the news like he knows what he's talking about.
Well, I think he does a pretty good job.
I think he sucks.
He's not George Stephanopoulos, but he does a pretty good job.
I think he sucks.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
I've gone to the Today Show.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Yes, I have. By the way, I thought it was pronounced NVIDIA. The company is pronounced NVIDIA.
Yeah.
Has become the first company to surpass $5 trillion in value.
NVIDIA. And what does NVIDIA do?
You know.
They create microchips.
AI. By the way, it's AI that's gotten them over the $5 trillion.
They claim to be the world leader in artificial intelligence computing.
If you need a high-powered driver.
That's why I don't know anything about NVIDIA. I don't know. We're the people that ask Sam to turn a computer on in here.
Do you even know what driver means when I say it in the computer
something
context?
Something inside your computer. I don't know.
It's what you use for that long drive, of course.
When you got to hit over 300.
Quick break for the news coming up in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.